I'm here
with Kevin Kelly of Cinematical and Wired and a crap ton of other high-quality publications. And also with Laramie from Film.com. And you were just talking about...
I also write for Hollywood.com, RopeSilicon.com. I mean, I'm out there doing my thing.
Whatever, Laramie. So what were you just talking about? You're talking about Universal's flipper discs, right? So explain to people what these are.
Well, flipper discs are not new. Back in when HD DVD, even regular DVDs, you remember some DVDs you would have to turn over?
That.
Yeah, side B, or widescreen on one side, full screen on the other. I don't know why you would want to watch full screen. But HD DVD had standard on a lot of their DVDs on one side, and then HD DVD on the other. They got rid of it. People bitch about it because you're cramming so much info onto two sides of a disc. That there's the it greatly increases the chance that there's going to be something wrong with the transfer, or that the layers are going to peel later. Yeah. And now Universal's bringing it back. So the Bourne Identity, or the Bourne Trilogy, all three of those movies are now out this as of this Tuesday on flipper format. And
The Laserdisc is going to catch back on, and I'll tell you what. No, I can't back that.
Well, there's a great huge album art. That's what I miss. That's what these things don't have. You know how sometimes. I don't know how nerdy this is, but you have a disc with cool art on the disc. These don't have any art.
It's all silver.
Yeah, it's both sides, and you got to really handle it with care.
I think there was a really famous movie released on Flipper. Is it Goodfellas? I mean, there's a really big title.
On HD DVD?
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
You want to be careful with your terms, though, because Flipper can imply first half of the movie on one side, second half of the movie on the other side.
True. Good point. That's what I'm talking to, and he's not talking about that. Sorry.
That is the negative connotation. Most people, that's what's happening online. People hear, if you go to Blu-ray.com and read their form, people hear Flipper.
Which
and
you do
like,
frequently.
I do, actually.
And it feels like part
whoever
one, part
runs Blu-ray.com is amazing. And they should hire me because they have so many reviews of, and their reviews are awesome. They're incredibly long. It's not just like, hey, great movie. I love their commentary. It's great stuff.
Well, I know for us, Blu-ray content gets less reads than standard content still.
Yeah. I wonder why that is. I see not the DVD Blu-ray column I do as a joystick, which, you know, a lot of those people are PS3 owners, so a lot of them are Blu-ray watchers. So I got lucky with that.
It's weird. Just what by putting Blu-ray, you get less traffic or something. I don't. Like, you can still read the review, like, even if you wanted to buy the movie on regular. You know?
It should make you want to buy a
bracelet. Yeah.
So, Kevin Kelly, how do you feel about the flipper discs or whatever double-sided Blu-ray discs?
Okay, I watched a couple of the Bourne movies this week, and I watched both sides to give it a fair chance, and it looked great, and they both had all the special features from the previous releases, both the Blu-ray and the standard. I thought it was great, but then I started to break down and think about it. I'm like, why would you really need this? There's two reasons. One would be like, if you want to loan out your Blu-ray to a friend who only has standard def. That's happened to me a few times. People are like, can I borrow this? I'm like, do you have a Blu-ray player? They're like, no. And I'm like, well, that's a Blu-ray. The other reason is if you wanted to buy a Blu-ray player in the future.
We're going to need a few more minutes. Unless you guys are ready.
I haven't even looked at
anyone ready?
2 minutes.
So
finish
what you're saying. Finish what you're saying.
Well, what if you want to buy a Blu-ray player in the future? That's the only other reason I could see buying a flipper disc. You're like, well, I can watch this until I upgrade.
I think.
Yeah, well, also, it lowers the number of SKUs for the company. Right? Yeah. So they don't need to market two separate, like a DVD and a Blu-ray. Just market the Blu-ray and you're all set. Right.
I mean, but studios, if left to their own devices, will destroy, right? I mean, the media, if they can.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not their fault. It's just what they do.
Like, but, like when the car industry started making cars that broke down so people would buy new cars?
It's good in the short term. A flipper disc SKU sounds good.
Yeah.
But it's not actually what...
Engineering obsolescence.
Exactly. Yeah.
I just wonder how long it'll be before they... Like, these are movies that have been out for a while. The Bourne Trilogy. These are the first ones they've done it with. They've been out for a while. It's not like they're releasing, you know, up in the air on flipper format, you know. So I don't know how... I don't see it catching on right
now. 1 minute
away.
Left, by the way.
Here's a more interesting question to me. When is media going to go away? Physical media?
I don't think it's going to happen
years,
as soon as we
years?
Think.
I agree with Kevin here.
I think more and more people are choosing Netflix.
I think it will always exist. It will just become a niche sort of fringe collector's thing.
Yeah,
people still love LPs.
Yeah. When you're talking about something that is responsible for the lion's share of Hollywood profits, becoming a niche is not good.
Used to be responsible for the lion's share.
Yeah, it's been on the
really,
decline.
Really, it's cratering. So, and on that note, see you guys. Where can we find your work on the internet? Twitter?
Cinematical.com. Twitter, I'm Gadget Guy and Joystick, et cetera, et cetera.
Laramie, LAREMY. It's my Twitter. It's where I get it done.